Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show as we head for the weekend. News Radio 1070 WKOK with Sean Carey and Steve Jones on his way into the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lots of ways to get in contact with us. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. Give our Facebook page a like. Also follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is at Steve Jones PSU, and our toll free is 1-800-795-9565. And our Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, always brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, the Beverage Supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Now, less than a week away from the 4th of July, we've got more hot weather coming into the valley this weekend. Actually, starting to feel the humidity today and overnight. Just got to make sure you are stocked up on your favorite icy cold beverages. Now about these specials through the 4th of July. Miller Lite 24-pack cans, only $12.95. Labatt 24-pack 16-ounce cans are only $17.97. And with that, you can get a $4 rebate. Knocks your price down to $13.97. And Seagram Coolers 12-packs, only $10.99. Of course, with those drinks, you can get all your favorite snacks, chips, fresh roasted peanuts, and the infamous pickle bar. Yes, none can compare to the pickle bar at Brewers Outlet. And if you need multiple cases, of course, you can grab the dolly and they'll help you take everything out to your car. Easy in, easy out shopping at Brewers Outlet on Reagan Street in Sunbury. As we head to the weekend, he is heading back to Pittsburgh. This guy has made quite a few trips to Pittsburgh, especially the past couple of years. His name is Philip Pritchard, and he's with the Hockey Hall of Fame. Of course, that is physically located in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And Philip is known as the Keeper of the Cup. So he's the guy. He's one of the two guys that you see decked out in the suit and the white gloves that brings the cup out onto the ice, so the teams can hoist to the cup every year. So Philip is, you want to talk about a guy who has to make sure all of his details are down to the T of his job responsibilities to keep that cup looking pristine and looking amazing. That's your guy. So we will learn some fun stuff about the Stanley Cup with Philip Pritchard. He's actually, when we were exchanging messages with Philip, he said he'd be heading back to Pittsburgh next week. So, sounds like the, you hear about the each player gets the cup, cup for a day. So, sounds like that's going to get started. Maybe that's why he has to head back to Pittsburgh. We'll find out. Philip will join us at 3:35. And with our live broadcast here at the Steve Jones Show on WKOK, we are just now a little over 8.5 hours away from the start of NBA free agency. So we'll have some hoop talk coming up at 4:06 with Shane Young. Shane is a NBA writer and analyst for FanRagSports.com. So we will get his thoughts on who could be going where. Maybe there'll be some trades coming down the pike involving multiple players and multiple future draft picks. Sometimes you get those blockbuster deals between three or four teams. So we'll get some prognostication from Shane coming up at 4:06. That's that name that's being kicked. The two names that have been kicked around have been Paul George and Gordon Hayward. So we'll see if maybe both players will be involved with the same kind of deal, same kind of trade. We'll have to wait and see as things will get going there with the NBA after midnight. And we always wrap up the week with Steve's brother, Kevin Jones. Kevin will check in from his humble abode in Connecticut as we wrap up the month. wrap up the week with you. We're wrapping up the first half of 2017 already. So what is it, 7 weeks? 8 weeks from tonight, you got high school football across Central PA. I know, we should enjoy a summer holiday first before we start to think about football. But it's like we were talking about on the show yesterday. The first power conference in college football is the SEC. And they're the first one to do media days. I think their first, their media day is a little over 2 weeks away. I believe July 12th is SEC media days. So that's not far away. As they say, be here before we know it, for sure. Now, next week on Monday, we're scheduled to have join us at Tim Kirkchin, the terrific baseball guy from ESPN, who's now the field reporter for the Sunday night baseball coverage. ESPN. Tim's scheduled to join us on Monday at 4:06. So we will have no show on Tuesday, the 4th of July, since the Phillies baseball will have a Tuesday afternoon 4th of July game here on WKOK. Speaking of the Phillies, they'll be back with us tonight here on WKOK. We're live till 5, and then the late-day news roundup will start at 5:06 with Sarah Benick. And we'll get into Phillies baseball tonight. 6:35 will be airtime. First pitch be 7:10 tonight from New York. Mets currently 6 under 500. Phillies 25-31. So the Mets are looking to continue to build momentum. And they generated during the second half of a 10-game trip. Phillies hoping to end a 9-game trip by doing what they did across the country earlier in the week. Able to dampen playoff hopes of a fringe contender. And they're able to get a 2-game sweep over Seattle. But tonight you got Ben Lively and Jacob DeGrom will be starting for the Mets tonight with a record of 7-3. So you got a battle of right-handers tonight. Phillies coming off that 5-4 win on Wednesday against Seattle. Phillies right now with the worst record in baseball, 26-51. So they're pretty much playing for pride, looking to play spoiler in the second half. Speaking of the Phillies and the farm system, there was some news that crossed through last night. The Phillies fans will be happy about. Of course, the draft happened a few weeks back, and the overall number 8 pick in the 2017 Major League Baseball draft, it was the Phillies' number 1 pick, number 8 overall, Adam Haseley, was taken, a player out of Virginia. He started with the Gulf Coast Phillies and made such a great impression that got the call. Actually, this happened right after the news came down actually yesterday afternoon as soon as we wrapped up. He got the call to the Williamsport Crosscutters. So we are working with Gabe Sinacropi to attempt to have Adam Haseley join us on the show sometime down the road. So hopefully sometime early July we'll make that happen. But Haseley is expected to be with the team tonight.
Well, no, I'll see him next week.
You will?
So, yeah.
See him next week. That'll be fine.
Well, that's true. I got to thinking. It's like, or we could just have you show up at the stadium about a half hour earlier and roll tape. I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I should have.
I've always had this problem of being connected. So I'm not. No, I'm just joking.
I know you are.
Just kidding around. Great to be with you today. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Philip Pritchard is coming up on the show today. Philip Pritchard, the keeper of the cup, the man with the white gloves. I am looking forward to talking with him. That's going to be a lot of fun talking with him today. Then we're going to talk about the NBA in the next half hour. The final half hour is dedicated to my brother. Now, what we're going to do, it's going to be a little bit different. I know we've been doing trivia questions, but Sports Illustrated, SI.com, did a piece on ballpark food. Right? What they rate is the best and worst in each park. So I'm going to run it down for the three of us, and we'll give the thumbs up or thumbs down to each one.
Okay.
There's some great stuff. interesting. I mean, this isn't the average, like, hey, we're going to go get a Dodger dog, okay? So
I will admit, some of my favorite guilty pleasure shows would be Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
On Food Network. Love watching that show. You also have the Food Paradise shows that are on Travel Channel. And they'll, like, do 1 hour on great steak places or great places to get a hot dog or very cool and rockin' barbecue joints. So I don't do all that much traveling, so I like to watch this. So in lieu of not doing a lot of traveling, I always like to watch those shows. So talking about ballpark food.
Yeah. This is the best and worst in each ballpark that the writer of Sports Illustrated, I don't know if he gathered it cumulatively, if he actually experienced it himself, or if he just looked at the menus and went, wow, that's great, or whoa, I'd be dead in an hour if I ate that. I don't know if that's it. But it's the 4th of July weekend, so let's have a little fun. Now, I know that over the years, the suit accused me of being the no-fun guy, when in reality, we have now found out who the no-fun guy really is.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Ferlazzo needs a cord to go over. No, I didn't put it in there, did I? No. Yes. Now it's like, no, it's not a. It's a question of you pick certain things that are fun. Well, it's the 4th of July weekend. This is fun. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with. I figure between Kevin loves to eat. You have been known to partake in a meal here and there.
Oh, yeah.
And I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been to ballparks. And I figured, what the heck? We'll have a blast with this. This would be great. You know, and especially if we can mix in some Brewers Outlet beverages to go with it.
Now
and
you're
some snacks.
Talking. Yes.
Yeah. We can mix all that in on top of everything else. So how quiet is it in the broadcast facility today, heading into the holiday weekend?
It hasn't been too bad today. We're just, tying up a lot of loose ends, getting things done. Now, contrary to popular belief, we are all here on Monday. Some places may be closed.
Hey, yeah, you and I are here. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, actually, I won't be here on Monday. I'm just saying Sunbury Broadcasting itself will be here.
Excuse me, what kind of fly-by-night operation are we running here?
Chris Ilio will be here for me on Monday. But it's not really a four-day weekend for me.
How am I supposed to do this now? I'm helpless without you.
Oh, come on.
We're taking you on football games now, too. I can't do it. I'm lost.
Oh, by the way, you brought up Mike Ferlazzo a minute or so ago. We have to say congratulations to Mike on a personal level. He made it true earlier this week. He's actually going to be starting at Bucknell University. He's going to be Director of Media Relations starting July 24th. So congratulations to Mike.
What a great, great choice. You know how much I like Mike personally. Great, great choice. It's great seeing some people move up the ladder, don't
of course,
you think?
Well, he had a long time standing with doing work in the athletic department quite a long time back at Susquehanna University.
Yeah.
So Mikey making his return to higher education. So great job and congrats to Mike on the big news. And while we're sharing great news, we also have to say way to go to Matt Catrillo, tying the knot tomorrow with his college sweetheart. Got their wedding tomorrow out in Indiana. Maddie's tying the knot tomorrow.
Is Maddie at work today?
No, he is not. No, he left on Wednesday.
Matt, congratulations. That is just wonderful.
Yep.
So two very lucky people. I mean, I don't have I met her?
I don't think, I've not met her either, no. Her name is Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, we think, that I'm sure that Matt is an absolutely lucky guy. But you know what? We know Matt, and we can tell you that you're lucky. You're a great guy.
So, they'll have their wedding tomorrow out in Indiana, PA. Then a little honeymoon. Well, not a little honeymoon. They got a big honeymoon coming up in Hawaii. So Matt will be out for a couple of weeks. He was asking me, who do you have on the guest list? you know, while I'm gone. And I told him about, you know, Tim Kirkchen coming up on Monday, and he goes, oh, I'll have to listen to the podcast. I said, you know, hey, here's the thing. If you're going to be on a, you know, sipping a fruity drink with an umbrella in it, you know, beachside, I think you can take care of some other things while you're on. You can deal with the podcast when you come back.
When you get back, you can listen to the podcast all you want.
That's right.
And although, you know, on the loyalty pledge I asked everybody to sign, I give them credit. You know me on that loyalty pledge.
That's right.
Everybody at that wedding signing it. Right? Boy was Jack reluctant. I said, no beverages until you do. Oh, my goodness. Oh, congratulations, Matt. That's great. Oh, boy. So great news about Fralazzo. Great news about Cotrillo. It's so great to hear past and present Shikellamy play-by-play guys advance. I don't understand what's so funny about that statement.
It's your timing. You're impeccable. It's that delivery. It's the timing. Gets me almost every time.
I, when you mentioned you had good news, I thought, wow, it's the end of the fiscal year. Could there possibly be?
We got the budget passed by midnight? Is that what you thought, I was going to say? That $31.9 bill is going to clear?
I'll get back to you on that. All right, we'll take a break. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's holiday time, it's party time, it's Miller Lite time at the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Yes, Miller Lite 24-pack cans, only $12.95. Better yet, Labatt 16-ounce cans, just $13.97 after $4 mail-in rebate. And for the fine ladies, Seagram's Coolers 12-packs, $10.99. It's pickles, peanuts, snacks, cigars, soda, hot sauces, and don't forget the Miller Lite for only $12.95 at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Happy July 4th.
Imagine getting behind the wheel and looking forward to your journey ahead. If when you turned your car on, it did the same for you. Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury has the full 2017 Lincoln lineup ready to invigorate your driving experience with affordable American luxury. Well-qualified buyers can take advantage of $4,000 cash back and 0% for 72 months on the luxurious 2017 Lincoln Navigator, or lease a new 2017 Lincoln MKX all-wheel drive for $363 per month for 36 months. Sunbury Motors Lincoln is your destination for affordable American luxury. Located in Sunbury in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and online at sunburylincoln.com. Financing with Lincoln AFS with approved credit. Lease based on stock number LB738, 10,000 miles per year and $3,900 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, tax and fees extra.
Offer ends 757.
Hey, really, you're going to love the food segment in the last half hour. I'm telling you right now, Sean, I mean, you seemed a bit skeptical at first. Au contraire, mon frere, just, you know, you're going to enjoy this, because we're going to be talking about all sorts of, I mean, you're talking 30 ballparks, and this is the best and the worst. Some of them, I'm telling you, by the time you get back to your seat, there's a paramedic with you. So I just want to make sure you know that that's going to be a fun segment where we're going to give thumbs up or thumbs down, even to the best it's considered or the worst. Would we eat it? Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. We are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. This is a guest I've been looking forward to getting on for a while now, and Sean surprised me when he said, "Hey, we got him." I said, "That's great." He is the keeper of the cup, the Stanley Cup. You now see him in commercials. Philip Pritchard. Philip, it's an absolute pleasure. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. It's you know, it's always good to talk hockey in late June, and I think if you see me on TV, you're watching too much TV or something. I'm
no, no, we see you,
that.
Man.
Thanks.
That's
great.
Where are you right now, as a matter of fact? Where are you going?
I'm actually in Toronto actually right now at the Hockey Hall of Fame. And So it's a big weekend for us in Canada. It's Canada Day weekend, and I told my wife I'd be home this weekend. So the Cup actually is in Pittsburgh at a sponsored event for the next few days, and then I'm going down next week, and the tour really kicks off then with the players and everything then.
All right, I have to ask you, when you don't have possession of the Cup, do you get, is there a bit of trepidation when it's not in your possession?
If you ask my wife, she'll tell you yes. But you know what? We got a few other guys that travel with the Cup and that, and they're with it. It's fine and safe, and it's actually a great thing to travel with because it doesn't talk back or anything like that. So it's always good to travel with. But it's funny because this year, Steve, I mean, obviously the Penguins win again, and we just go on our GPS and punch in recently found, and we've got all their addresses because it's almost the entire, I think there's three guys that are different.
Yeah.
But it'll be a great summer in Pittsburgh and area in western Pennsylvania. They love their hockey in Pittsburgh, and it's a great championship city with the Steelers, Pirates, and Penguins over the years, so it's always good to hang out in Steel City.
Okay, how does one get this job? How did you work your way to get to this particular position? Which, look, the Hockey Hall of Fame cherishes the hardware. The NHL cherishes the hardware, so they're going to trust somebody with it. So how did you get to this spot?
It's funny. I took a sports administration course in college in just above Toronto, and it was an internship. And my intern was with the Canadian Hockey League, which is the league that Crosby played in, and Marc-Andre Fleury and Matt Murray and Letang, a lot of the guys came out of that league. But when I was interning there, my boss at the time was on the board at the Hockey Hall of Fame and had some great ideas, and through our current president of the Hall, Jeff Benemy, they got me in there. And that was 1988, 29 years ago now. And my first week on the job, the Cup had to go to a minor hockey event, and no one really said anything, and I said, well, I'll go. So I kind of put up my hand, and I got to go, and I guess I've been putting up my hand ever since. But you know what? I would trade it in a second to win that thing.
Give me a couple places you've been to with the Cup that people would never realize that, wow, you went there with it?
Wow. Kandahar, Afghanistan, over in Kandahar. We went there
wow.
for the troops. And that wow. was basically just to thank them for what they do and kind of get their mind away from the war and the military at the time, which was Saint-Denis. Slovenia. To Lake Bled in Slovenia, which is one of the only lakes in the world that you can't use motorized vehicles on it. So we headed out in a rowboat going across Lake Bled in Slovenia with Ansi Kopitar from the LA Kings when they won.
Right.
We've been in the Ural Mountains in Siberia. battled at from the Detroit Red Wings. And it's amazing when you look at the rosters of all these teams of where these guys are from. I think everyone that picks up a stick or puts on skates wants to play in the greatest league in the world, the National Hockey League. So the rosters are very global these days, and hockey is played in 75 countries. So we need a guy from Bora Bora or New Zealand or something like that to win.
I have to ask you about the Kandahar experience. As you went there, what ran through your mind trying to appreciate what they go through on an everyday basis, and how did it impact you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's there's really no comparison of what we do and what the military does. I mean, the military is there for everybody's freedom around the world, whether it's U.S., Canada, Britain, wherever it is. And what they go through is amazing. So to be able to touch them in a way that got their mind off of what they were going through was, I think, extra special for us, because we were going there to thank them. And at the end, they were thanking us for keeping their mind off something. But the whole time that the cup's over there and that, you're thinking, we're in a war zone here, and it's people are fighting for freedom and everything. And at the end of the day, I mean, hockey is great, and I love it, and it's the greatest sport there is. But I think everyone would agree our freedom, no matter where you're from in the world, is even more important. So to be able to go up to a major or a sergeant or a corporal or whatever, even a private, to say thanks, it's pretty special anytime, whether we're in a base around here or whether it's over in Kandahar. So it's really touching and very patriotic for a weekend like this to talk about that with it's Canada Day here in Canada, and obviously July 4th is coming up in the States, which is another patriotic day. So moments like that, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, no question about that. We know in the history of the Stanley Cup, it's been left on the side of the road. It's been put in swimming pools and so forth. I mean, without naming names, what's the worst shape it ever got back to you in?
Well, you know what? It's funny when people say that, because we actually stay with the cup all the time now. So we're always with it.
Oh, good.
And so we're there the entire time. But I think what is neat about it is that most players, and people forget about this, most players have worked a lifetime to get to this point to win the cup. So everything they do is out of respect for the trophy. Obviously, they take it to sick kids' hospitals, and they take it to family members and coaches and teachers and things like that. And at the end of the day, they have their party. It's usually their buddies that kind of get out of control at their party.
Right.
Because they just know them as Billy or whoever it might be.
Right.
So it's at that time, no matter what party you're at, a Stanley Cup party or wherever, about 9:30, everyone kind of changes a bit. They all get a new personality because of it's party time or whatever. So you gotta keep your eyes out and open for it. But from our point, I think respect for the trophy more than anything is the number one thing we look for, because it's 125 years old now. We want it to be another 125 down the road, and it's the greatest trophy there is. So sure, they will put lobsters in it or cereal or whatever have you, but at the end of the day, if it's disrespectful of the trophy, we're not going to let it happen.
You mentioned Kandahar, so we'll put that one aside for a moment. Has there been something along the way where the cup was taken by a player or through a request that really personally touched you when you saw the moment between a cup and an individual, whether it was someone at a children's hospital or something? Is there something that really stuck out to you about that?
Well, there's a couple here. First one, I'm not going to name who it is, because they took it to a cemetery for a past one, and it was just an amazing moment, so powerful, so emotional. And there's been a few guys that have done that, and it's kind of private between them and their loved ones and that. So that is really unique. Last year, Phil Kessel, if everyone remembers Phil Kessel, when he started in the NHL in Boston, he had a cancer scare. and he was 19 or 20 years old at the time, but it got solved and it's in remission. He gets traded to Toronto, and he used to go see the sick kids in Toronto all the time. And he told them if he ever won the cup, he was going to come back to sick kids to share it with him. Well, I don't think he ever thought he would go to another team and win the cup. It was probably beyond his wildest dreams. So he ends up in Pittsburgh winning the cup, and sure enough, he comes back to Toronto Sick Kids Hospital, and we spent, I'm going to say, half a day with the kids. And it was unbelievable. The experience that day with Phil and those kids was, in the 29 years I've been doing it, is in the top five for her. And it was his way of, hey, saying, we can beat this together, and I'm helping you. And whatever it is, we're going to do it. And that was Phil, being Phil Kessel, a kind of quiet guy, but he did, lack of a better word, he did the right thing, I think.
That's incredible. For you, I mentioned earlier, look, we've seen you in commercials, Honda commercials. Obviously, everyone sees you when the cup comes out. So you've achieved some level of notoriety. You didn't. This is not why you took the job. But have you been taken aback by recognition over the last couple of years because of how this has played out?
Yeah, for sure I have. I mean, if I would have thought when I was 12 years old, if this is what I would have been doing in the future, not a chance. I wanted to win the Stanley Cup, like most kids.
That's right.
It kind of changed a bit along the way.
What was your position, by the way?
I played center, actually.
Okay.
And not very good. I think my face got in the way of the puck too many times. But you know what? You go out there, and to be able to stand on the red carpet with Commissioner Bettman when he hands the cup to the captain, and to see it all play out, and to know that you're that close to it, it's pretty special. I also think it's unique when someone will stop you on the street and say, hey, aren't you the keeper of the cup? Which is, yeah, it's a neat pat on the back, but then my three kids will go, oh, Dad, this is pathetic. Why would that guy want to talk to you? You know, that's what kids are. They bring you back to life pretty fast. For my kids, I'm just their dad. So at the end of the day, if I'm a good role model for my kids, then whatever it may take, I'm there for them.
Oh, believe me, okay? You know, my kids, they're like, we can't take you out anywhere. You know, they want to talk to you about Penn State football and basketball, and blah, blah, blah. So we can't take you anywhere. So believe me, I know.
Yeah, you know what it's like. But here's a funny one now. So my girls are, they're late. They're in university now. So I think they bring boys over to the house now, and I'm kind of the decoy. Hey, you know what my dad does? So I think it's a way to pick up boys for them. They use their dad.
well done. See, finally, Dale, that gives all of us hope that happens.
Yeah, so at least I know they're learning stuff because they're using their dad to do this. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's like it's late June, and here we are talking hockey. It's great to me to be able to talk hockey any time of the year. It's pretty special.
Well, it's really neat. All right, here's a fun one for you. How many pairs of white gloves do you go through in a year?
Well, I have every pair that I've ever used, actually. And I'm sure my wife could tell you exactly how many pair because I have them at home. But I wear the pair that we use on the ice that night. I only wear them once. And then I probably use a pair to two pair a week. So I'm probably around 100 pair a week. Okay. 100 pair a year.
A year, yeah.
Yeah, so and it adds up. And it's pretty amazing because I have two kind of little passion things that I do. I send my wife a postcard from everywhere I've ever been with it, and I keep my white gloves. And she thinks we have about 3,300 postcards from around the world.
Wow.
So
wow.
I guess it's my little documentary of where the cup has taken me.
When you come home, do you take the cup right to the Hall of Fame, or have there been moments where the cup has spent moments in the Pritchard home?
Yeah, it's both, actually. Depending on where it's going to the next day, and in most cases, it goes to the Hall of Fame. If we are driving and I live west of the city, it comes home. I'm not super most comfortable that way because then it's in my home. I do have a dog and everything, but it's not comfortable having the Stanley Cup sitting in your living room. You know what? It makes it easier sometimes because I've traveled on the road, flown home, grabbed a car, and then going onwards. So it has spent time at my house, but in most cases, I'd prefer it not to.
Away from this, how do you relax? How do you enjoy life? Just talked about your family, so obviously that's one. But what are some other interests that you have besides doing something that is fun, rewarding, but also important for the Hall of Fame?
Away from the cup stuff, you mean?
Yep.
At work,
yep.
Work-related?
Anything outside of work, yeah. What do you like to do?
Okay. Well, I mean, I love playing ball hockey, actually. So deck hockey around in the Pennsylvania area, it's called.
Yep.
I love playing that. And I'm a big outdoors person. We go camping all the time, winter and summer camping. Away from everything out in the woods. With my wife, family, and friends and that, and it's always a special time when you get some time, no matter what you do, when you get some time with your family and friends, it's always special, but camping is pretty important to me, and of course, like I said, ball hockey and that.
Well, when you get a chance to do it, thoroughly enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoyed this. This was fascinating. I hope this is not the last time we talk to you.
No,
only because
let's
it was
chat
a lot
again
of fun
later
doing
on in the
so.
Summer. And we
enjoy
can
Canada
some.
Day like we'll enjoy the 4th of July.
Super. And hey, Steve, maybe we can chat later on in the summer and talk about some of the places the Penguins have taken it this year.
That is something that we're going to count on because I think it's going to be some fascinating stories. Philip, thank you so much. Enjoy this holiday weekend up there.
Thank you. I hope to talk to you soon.
Philip Pritchard, he is the keeper of the cup. And, you know, as an interview, I was looking forward to really doing and enjoying. And you know what? It exceeded expectations, at least for me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, but it exceeded expectations. What a great guest. Great guest. Look forward to getting him back on later in the summer. That's a great idea, Ed. I liked it. Because those trips with the cup will be to respective Penguins getting their opportunity with it for the day. We will come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us on the show. Whoa, is that fun? Philip Pritchard. And we're going to get him back. Oh, yeah, we're going to get him back in August. The keeper of the cup. Sean lined him up, got the whole thing together. I was like, wow, cool.
He was telling me that they designate 100 days for the players, staff, administration, those on the Penguins organization. Then they'll have that for 100 days, and then of course once training camp starts and the season begins, then of course the Cup gun then goes back to the Hall of Fame. So it's pretty much the same time frame each year, that 100-day window, depending on what city, what team it goes to.
Hmm.
Really cool.
Wow.
But you're right. We should have them on either August or September and get a little travel log update as to what's been going on. Maybe see if Phil Kessel goes back to the Children's Hospital with the cup for a second time. That's really that's touching. That's what it's all about.
Sure was. You have expectations for an interview, like, hey, this is going to be great. And then it exceeds expectations. That was really cool. That was really cool. Believe me, you're going to feel the same way, Sean, when we do the ballpark food segment. Really, you are. Right? Except, seriously. Although, well, hold on a second. I don't think you have high expectations.
I'm just concerned after I leave the building after today's show, I'm gonna have to hit the first restaurant home because I'm going to be starving.
Oh, wait till you hear this. This is good. This is going to be good. All right, we're going to talk about the NBA the next half hour, right?
Yep, we'll have Shane Young, Fan Rag Sports, coming up as we're about 8 hours away from NBA free agency starting. Let the fun begin.
Well, fun for them. You know, every single person we're going to be talking about is going to be making more money than even the suit. You're shaking your head.
I thought sky's the limit when he took that gig.
Well, guess what? There's a new sky.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.